Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, December 4th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's a joy to share these messages with you. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and it's always our desire to try to encourage others. Today's message has a rather unusual title, but it's found in the verse we use. The title is Instead Of. The text, and listen for the title in the text, is Genesis 22, verse 13.
Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son.
Can you recall a time in your life when you were called to obey in a way that just didn't make sense at all? This may have been an act of obedience to human authority or to God. As I'm looking out our office window, I see lease flying by as the winds must be 40 miles per hour, which reminds me of such a time in my young life. As a 12-year-old, I recall my dad having me rake the leaves in front of our house, even while the wind was blowing, and it seemed so futile. To this day, I sadly recall the disrespectful mutterings I made concerning my dad.
Well, Abraham's great test of obedience is so powerfully instructive and a wonderful spiritual preparation as we consider the meaning of Christmas. After waiting so long for the Son of God's promise, Abraham was asked to sacrifice this very son. Apart from the lessons of faith and obedience he learned from this ordeal, well, we find a remarkable typological lesson for all of Abraham's children.
At the point of today's verse, Abraham had dutifully obeyed God in taking his son Isaac up on the mountain at God's command. He was at the very point of sacrifice with his son bound as he took the knife to slay his son. There's no indication at all that he was not prepared to follow through.
But an angel of the Lord intervened and called out from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham, do not lay a hand on the boy. Do not do anything to him." Never were sweeter or more welcomed words spoken. Abraham had passed the test. At this point, Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son.
A ram is a male sheep. At just the right time, God had provided a sacrifice in place of Isaac. I marvel at the words instead of in the text. That's the heart of the gospel. And that ram is a powerful type of Christ, who some 1900 years later would be provided and die in our place.
Consider the message of Christmas found in Romans 8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Indeed, Christ died for us. He was provided as a sacrifice instead of us. Let us fully commit our lives to him today.
Let's pray. Father, thank you for sending Jesus to be an atoning sacrifice for our sins. At just the right time, while we were still powerless and dead in our trespasses, he died for us. And through his sacrificial death, we are reconciled to you, our loving Father. Just as many of the human race died by the trespass of one man, Adam, how much more has your grace overflowed through the one man, Jesus Christ, so that we live in abundance. Just as sin reigned in death, so also grace reigns through righteousness, so that we have eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. I'm so glad you're an on-time God sending your son Jesus at just the right time to save us from our sins and eternal separation from you. In the loving name of Jesus, I thank you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for sharing the prayer. Brooksine does have a bit of a cold today, and you may notice it in her voice. We hope she soon gets rid of it. Did you want to share a little bit more?
Just a little note regarding the message today. As a couple years ago, I shared this passage, Genesis 22, 1 to 18, about Abraham's testing with the congregation in York County. And as I was studying this very brief but extremely important portion of Scripture, I considered the things that had to be going through Abraham's mind after God told him to take his son, whom he loved, and offer him as a burnt offering. The first thing that came to mind was the possible thought, what am I going to tell Sarah when I return home alone? How could she possibly think I heard this deadly order from you, God? Will she ever speak to me again? I have little doubt that this sort of dialogue crossed his mind. So in reality, he was not only offering the sacrifice of his son, but also the sacrifice of his marriage in his desire to obey God. This marvelous example from Scripture is truly an inspiration when I am reluctant to obey God, when the stakes are personally high for me.
Interesting thought. Well, thank you, each podcast listener, for joining us in today's podcast for Tuesday, December 4th, 2007. Our ministry is on the web at dailyencouragement.net. We do have a couple of suggested songs related to today's message, as well as an interesting picture of the wreath in front of our home that is actually interesting, not so much because of the wreath, but because of the editing software I used, and I placed the wreath in I cropped it in such a way that it's surrounded by a cross. And what an interesting thing to understand the relationship of the cross to the Christmas message. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ and be encouraged.